USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been almost a week since President Biden spoke to the President of China about Russia's alleged request to China for military and economic assistance after Western countries imposed sanctions on the country. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells reporters whether or not China is fulfilling that request.
We have not seen since those meetings or since the President's conversation with Xi the provision of military equipment by China to Russia.
Western countries have been pushing China to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but China has remained silent so far. Some believe China could invade Taiwan if Russia successfully overthrows Ukraine's government. The right to vote is a fundamental right in American democracy, so says Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. During her Senate confirmation hearing, she cited the Supreme Court's precedent on the right to vote.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain MDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. MDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, MDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is signing a disaster declaration after a series of tornadoes barreled through the state and left one person dead and many without shelter. In Jacksboro, Texas, a school's roof caved in due to the twister, but no one died. Governor Abbott explains why it didn't get as bad as it could have.
The quick thinking, the decisive action by leaders, whether it be at the school or elsewhere, save lives.
A judge is assigning two additional lawyers to represent the parents of the accused Michigan school shooter. James and Jennifer Crumbly are each charged with involuntary manslaughter. The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office says while James and Jennifer have separate lawyers, they work for the same firm, which may be used to argue conflict of interest or an impartial lawyer in the future. A judge has now appointed two independent attorneys for the Crumblies to avoid a future mistrial and appeal. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new study is highlighting health concerns after you've recovered from COVID-19.
A large study of 181,000 people found that people who recover from COVID-19 within the past year are 40% more likely to receive a new diagnosis of diabetes compared to those who were not infected. The increased risk translates to 1% of the people who have had COVID-19 developing diabetes who otherwise would not have. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Grocery store workers in the Golden State may go on strike.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is not ready to remove the private sector worker coronavirus vaccine mandate. Today, Adams says we're not there yet and hinted he may not change the mandate at all. Adams, without proof, says a lot of businesses love the vaccine mandate and it's helping get some people back into the office. There's a chance some players at the Mets and Yankees will not be able to play home games when the season starts next month if they're unvaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.